This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing gems.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
Expect, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That was 1982. We had about 230 million people. Now we got 100 million more. So they wanted to kill 25 million back then. I guess that's about 50 million today. And they were dead serious. And now their sons and daughters are DAs around the country. And they're starting, I got the articles right here, re-education camps in the public schools in California where they teach five-year-olds that white people are inherently bad. I mean, that's literal Nazi ideology just reversed around. Wow. I mean, this is crazy and it's dangerous. I want to get Ezra Levant on of Rebel Media. on his take on what he sees happening here in the United States and his really informed view on what we should do. Stay with us. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation. Because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalist. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Ezra Levant of Rebel Media, great publisher, great patriot in Canada, is about to join us to give his view on what he sees happening in the U.S. Clearly, Reichstag 2.0, as they now say, oh, it wasn't Trump caused it. It was secret military groups and the Capitol Police. They're involved. Arrest them all. And the FBI's called us and wants to come in to see if we ran the attack. Unbelievable. So that's all going on. That's all breaking. Roger Stone's wife beat up. She didn't want Roger to get mad tonight. She got when a guy beat her up outside their place. She went ahead and told him she had to go to the hospital. She's in the hospital right now, emergency surgery. They beat his wife up. It's by their condo. No one around. She's walking the dog. Guy comes up, beats her up. Roger's like, yeah, some guy ran into my wife. She's in here sick, but she didn't want to make Roger mad, so she didn't tell him until today. And now Roger is insanely angry, and they're going to a safe house. That's what's going on in this fascist, communist, whatever you want to call it, takeover. The stuff you saw in Russia and Nazi Germany and China and Venezuela and Cuba, that can happen here, and it is happening here. But look at these headlines. Bradford police investigate billboards showing Justin Trudeau in a Nazi uniform. Oh, you can't do that. New normal. Chinese citizens have to scan a tracking app to re-enter their own homes. Amazon selling anatomically correct children's dolls under the term full-size sex doll. This is the bottom falling out, ladies and gentlemen. Unity, Don Lemon, says if you vote for Trump, you're the Klan, the Nazis, and the rioters. And you know what we do with Nazis, unless you're George Soros. So, there it is. Investigators pursuing signs, U.S. Capitol riot was planned. They go on to say, working with the Capitol Police. Oh, the deputy was told to stand down. He committed suicide. We won't know who ordered that now. So Ezra Levant joins us, but he showed me a clip a month ago when he was on that I'd forgotten about from a few years ago with the Canadian Prime Minister and a group of women saying, I admire, in a canned question, communism. And not just any communism, Chinese communism that has the world record of killing people, over 100 million folks in their own numbers. And I thought we'd show Trudeau a few months ago with his great reset comment just to kind of remind people of this stuff. Here it is.
There's a level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
And you do that by shutting down the real economy and letting the big banks and big tech double their money and then doubling and tripling world poverty. And you do that by calling it the Great Reset. This is pure fascism, pure corporate takeover. Ezra Levant, you're in Canada, but you're a patriot. If what happens here affects you. What do you make of, I'll give you the floor the rest of the segment, 7 minutes. What happened at the Capitol? What's your view? What's coming next? Ezra Levant of Rebel Media.
Well, look, we all know the phrase fake news, and you can battle fake news on a daily basis. But what happens when the news cements, when that cement hardens and it becomes history? You can't even unargue or dislodge it. And no matter what is found out in the days and weeks ahead about the individual identities of the people who smashed the window, the people who went to the Capitol building before Trump's speech finished, that's all interesting, but the cement has hardened. The concrete has hardened. And whether or not there are facts that come out later, the media narrative, the political narrative is set. And so we're operating. Some of the Democrats have tried to analogize what happened on Capitol Hill to 9/11. Of course, there's no analogy, but they will use it as the pretext to take away our civil liberties. The censoring of a sitting president by Silicon Valley titans is shocking, but let me give you some news from outside America, because America is normally the key battlefield, the front line on free speech. You've got your First Amendment. You've got people who love that spirit of 76. But interestingly, Alex, and this is a surprise to me, that some of the people fighting back are foreigners. Let me give you an example. Angela Merkel, who's rather left-wing and globalist, she has said she is not comfortable with Silicon Valley being able to censor her. Uganda, when Twitter and Facebook started censoring accounts in their political elections,
they just shut it down.
Banned. Yeah. And think about it. You have other leaders around the world who have been victims of censorship. Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil, Facebook, which owns WhatsApp, shut down a lot of his campaigning in his last election. In India, Narendra Modi, who was a key ally of Donald Trump, he is in an actual war, a low-intensity conflict with the Chinese army high in the Himalayas. So they have banned TikTok and dozens of other Chinese apps. How hard would it be for India to ban Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google? I mean, it would be hard, but they're doing it. They've done it.
By the way, Ezra, let me interrupt you. That's why I got you on, because you're so smart. I was brainstorming yesterday, and I said to my crew, I said, we've got to get governments to realize that big tech's taking over, and it's a threat to their power as a separation of powers. And I used India. I used Merkel. I used even Macron as an example. I used the Mexican president, as you just said. That's what we should be hammering, is they finally get it. The new government is these robber barons, and they have no checks and balances. So as much as I want government controlled, well, the libertarians are wrong. Big tech is now the ultimate government that knows everything we do and is above the law.
Well, and the thing is, when your government censors you, of course, there are some deep state undercover style exercises of power. But, for example, a dozen years ago, Alex, I was prosecuted in Canada for violating the Human Rights Act when I published the Danish cartoons of Mohammed. That was an act of government censorship. I hated it, but at least there was a process. There was, a complaint. I had a chance to respond. There were some rules. There was some transparency. There was an appeal if I lost. So at least when you're fighting government censorship, you can see who's coming for you. But when you're suddenly turned off and unpersoned by Facebook, YouTube, Google, Amazon, any of these, you don't even know who did it. You don't know what the appeal is. There is no appeal. They could have any rhyme or reason. So although I hate censorship of all species, I think the deadliest censorship is that which is outsourced, contracted out from governments to the tech oligarchs. And the funny thing is, powerful people around the world, Merkel, Modi, AMLO in Mexico, good example, Bolsonaro. These are serious, powerful people who say, you know what? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris might love this because they're personal friends with Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. But Bolsonaro and those other, they're not personal friends with them. And they see the threat and they don't see any of the payoff like Biden and Harris have. So why wouldn't they kick them out? And ironically, that unexpected consequence of foreign countries saying, yeah, we're not part of your little club in Silicon Valley. We showed we could ban Chinese TikTok. So if we can do that, why can't we ban Twitter? I mean, China bans Twitter. China bans Facebook. Russia has its own Facebook.
Well, that's where I was going in closing as we got a break. that when Putin, like, secretly bans people, which we know he does, is that's going on, it's the end of the world. But then when Facebook, Twitter, and Google do it, like, 10 times worse, like, oh, this is a good thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and not just that. What we're seeing in the name of the pandemic are police actions that a year ago, if they were happening in Russia, Venezuela, Iran, China, North Korea, we would be rightfully apoplectic. But the stress and the crisis and the perpetual emergency of the pandemic has emboldened bully police. Not all police. I love many law-abiding
police. Sure, the system's
police.
Trying to promote bad policing. Authoritarianism is being pushed
into
it.
Yeah, so you're combining police state actions with police state type censorship. We have seen the diminution of freedom more in the last 12 months than we have at any time since the Second World War.
All right, Ezra, stay there. Freedom. You're on fire. You're always on fire. You're really on fire today, like Godzilla attacking Tokyo. We're going to come back and get into what you think is coming next. Are there false flags this weekend coming, the 20th? What can Trump do with 6 days left? I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Ezra Levant of the Rebel Media. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
RebelNews.com, the website. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Ezra Levant is riding shotgun with us. So he's got a lot of points to make, hundreds of smart guy. But I wanted to ask him, I know you don't like to speculate, but watching what happened 8 days ago, watching the response, them saying, oh, Trump caused it, but now they know it caused before Trump even spoke. Oh, now it's a secret group with the Capitol Police. Oh, there's a big terror conspiracy. Well, I was there when it started 30 minutes in. It looked like military, like professional military, not just rank and file regular military, but you know, the choicer cuts were actually going in and stirring it up and doing things, and it looked like a giant false flag to me. And then now they tell us, oh, the Patriots are going to blow everything up this weekend, and we got to have martial law. What is your view on what's really going on here?
Look, the left specializes in agents provocateurs. They just do. That's a tactic of the left. It's a tactic of Antifa. You could tell who the professional rioters are because they engage in the black bloc tactic. Black bloc refers to a style, a tactic of dressing in black so you have no distinguishing clothing, having your face covered so you can't be ID'd. We saw some of that in the early Black Lives Matter riots, people dressed in black, smashing windows to get the party started. And I think that the left specializes in these street gang style.
And by the way, there's memes protesters. Of this. I should have brought it up. I don't think they can find it, but it shows like the people breaking in are all wearing black, and down below everybody's wearing all these bright colors.
Right. And, I mean, I don't know what would have caused people to think they could enter into the Capitol building, face uncovered, smile for photos, and not be detected in a moment with facial recognition technology. The number of security cameras there. I think there is a mob mentality that takes over, the madness of crowds. People morally and emotionally become invisible. They blend in. And you
sure,
see
mob psychology, but
also,
clearly Antifa and other groups help breach it, help start it.
You know, I haven't been following that closely. But like I say, the history has been cemented a million times over. That's the whole purpose of the rushed impeachment, to cement the facts as they were alleged by the left. And what you're talking about, Alex, is people coming up and saying, well, what about this and what about that? And I see, for example, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas caught on tape someone engaging in massive fraud of the election, and they were arrested and they're being prosecuted. So that's factual proof, but it's
in Texas,
after the horse.
Getting hundreds to vote illegally, no coverage of it. Total proof of election fraud.
That's the thing, is it's after the cement had hardened. You know, cement is soft for a while, but every minute that passes, it gets hardened. And then if you're going to try and jackhammer it in months, I mean, that's the trouble, is whatever proof there was. I mean, our friend Joel Pollack at Breitbart.com says the main way the election was rigged was not through illegal action, but through legal action, by changing the rules in the courts in the final months of the campaign, using the pandemic as the excuse to allow very rickety mail voting. So he wrote a book called Neither Fair Nor Free, and his point is it was taken through the courts, not through shenanigans. I mean, that's one point of view, but I find it fairly persuasive. Here's my point.
I totally agree with you that we've got all the other fraud going on, but the legislature's not passing laws to accept these fake ballots and to have it be these consent letters.
I don't know the details of what's going on day by day in the Capitol building. And you know what? As a Canadian, I want to defer to you and my other American friends. I don't want to weigh in and say I've got.
No, I understand. You've already given us your take. You know, you say you're a Canadian, so you can't comment, but it's been really smart take. Then what do you think Trump should do with 6 days left? What do you expect Biden to do when he gets in? Well, what's the other big stuff on your agenda?
Well, I think that you have 4 years of pent-up rage on the part of the Democrats, and they are going to behave very poorly. There's no grown-up stepping on the brake pedal. Every one of them wants vengeance, and I think that's dangerous for the country. I don't think that Biden is the real decision-maker. I think that's fairly obvious. We see that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is talking about censoring forms of the media. You know, the irony is they called Donald Trump the Nazi. They called him a fascist dictator. He never did worse than calling the media names, fake news. That's all he did. And now you have Attorney General Barr some months ago, and I know not everybody likes him, but he said that the pandemic lockdowns were the greatest infringement on civil liberties in the United States since slavery. And I think he's dead right. And so you have that layer of pandemic lockdowns, and now you've got political lockdowns, censorship lockdowns, being run out of Silicon Valley, cheered on by the Democrats who now have both houses of Congress and the presidency. I really think they're going to go for it all. They're not like Republicans who take a victory lap and then go back to real life. This is the new starting point, the new baseline for Democrats is everything. Packing the courts, of course.
I totally agree. They are going to go for broke. What does going for broke look like? Let's come back in a few minutes after the break and talk about how we counter that. But what is going for broke, according to Esler Avant, look like?
All right. I'll give you a minute right now. It's what they did to you. You were the test case. What they did to you, you know, deplatformed you in every way. The irony is because you went first, you learned how to battle harden yourself. You learned how to stress test yourself, and you survived. I look at, for example, Parler, which a lot of people were looking at as the refuge, the lifeboat. When the Titanic sinks, get into the lifeboat of Parler. But they thought that the big names involved with them would be enough to save them. Dan Bongino, other big, good guys. But look, if you take out a president, you can take out a Dan Bongino. You can take out anyone. So we're going to have to be stress tested like you are. I think blockchain, and I'm not smart on that stuff, but stuff that no one can centrally.
You're saying
conquer.
Innovation is the way to go. You're absolutely right. People are like, well, they're just getting Trump now. If they can get Trump, they can get anybody.
I think that Donald Trump, if he were to give certain orders in the White House in these final days, I think many of them would simply be ignored.
Oh, they are.
If he wanted to declassify things, even if he wanted to pardon or commute sentences, I think there's enough of a mutiny, even by Republicans who generally have been supportive of Trump, they're saying, it's so toxic out there. Cancel culture is so wild. I can't do anything in support of the commander in chief, even though that's illegal to defy his orders, because I'm going to be killed by the mob. So I think he is de facto done his presidency. He could try and pardon people. He could try and release things. And the people around him would just say, yeah,
boss,
we'll
get right to
it. To
your point, when he gives speeches, no major network carries it.
Yeah, and those, and when he tried to post them to the internet himself, they were taken down by 12 apps and counting. We are in dark days, and I think that my one piece of advice for viewers of your show, and I say this to viewers of my show, is do not engage in fabulism or fantasy or dreaming. There is no miracle solution. There is
no,
no,
I agree.
Silver bullet.
So many people are desperate, thinking there's a magic cure. Trump's about to turn. No. We're not being fatalistic. It's the opposite. We're admitting how much trouble we're in to not be fatalistic, because being too optimistic is fatalistic.
Get to work. It's going to be trench warfare, and I mean that in the peaceful sense, political sense.
Stay there. Let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about trench warfare politically. We got to be careful. We don't want violence here. And not because we're scared of violence. That's not the way to go. The enemy wants that. But trench warfare means it's every inch of ground, folks. This is about HUMED. This is about on the ground. Ezra Levant of Rebel Media is our guest. We'll be right back. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Our guest, and look, if I sound desperate in my voice, if I sound hectic, if I sound very intense, it is, I am. I mean, we're watching classical tyranny take over with a major league high-tech overlay. And so we can talk about what should Trump do, what should we do, what should we expect, what should we get ready for. But also, it's weird how they get the average leftist to go along with their own destruction. Because going along with communism in Venezuela didn't help 99% of people, but they still did it. Or Cuba. Or North Korea. Or anywhere. So Ezra, I got to ask a lot of questions, but seriously, you've got a lot of points. What is front and center on your radar? Do we have any messages to the left? What should Trump do? What do you expect them to pull? What do you think Biden's going to do? I mean, I look at Biden, he can barely talk. I mean, this is like surreal. Why would the power structure put him in? I guess because then that means the bureaucracy will control him. What's really going on here?
Well, that's the thing. We don't quite know yet. And I don't know if even the Democratic Party knows who the real decider is. It's pretty clearly not Joe Biden. But that's perfect for them because it's just like in The Wizard of Oz. You have the man behind the screen controlling things. Who is he? Joe Biden does not spend a lot of time in public. His speeches are, they're quirky and they're odd, but they're short. He doesn't take questions and he gets away with it. How perfect it is for the Democrat Party, whoever it is, if it's elements of the squad, if it's their biggest bankroller friend. You know, George Soros' son, Alex Soros, who posts, I follow him on Instagram. Alex Soros posts pictures of himself with every Democrat big shot there is. I don't know who's calling the shots. I just don't know. Are there folks from the Obama era, from the Clinton era? The one thing we do know is it ain't Joe Biden. I mean, Donald Trump worked from dawn till dusk. He had his fingers in many files. And I'm not saying he ran everything, but he was the boss. He fired cabinet secretaries like he was still on The Apprentice. You know, he was the top dog. I don't think Joe Biden even knows what day it is.
Well, you said it. This globalist ruling class wants puppets. They say they want technocracy, not even have presidents or prime ministers. So Biden's the perfect just front dummy while they run things behind the scenes. And they get none of the blame for the policies they're going to foist on him and his drug addict family.
Yeah, I remember when I learned about the European Union when Brexit was really cooking up in the UK, and I almost couldn't believe it. You're going to laugh at this, Alex. There were five different people who had the title of president within the European Union. You had the president of the parliament, president of the commission, and so they were all interchangeable. None of them were elected by the people. It was just some bland, boring figurehead, and it was like a blob. You couldn't.
Well, they said that. The globalists, the Jesuits have said that. That's why they want new popes every year. They don't want you to ever target or blame anybody. It's just this blob that you can't deal with.
The thing is, we have all been softened up. We have allowed ourselves to be conditioned to accept infringements on our freedoms that we wouldn't have before. In that way, it's like 9/11. After 9/11, we all agreed to security theater at the airports. I don't think the TSA has ever caught a terrorist, but we have all been conditioned to take our shoes off, let strangers grope us, and suffer the indignities and the harassment and the violence of our privacy. Well, it's the public health, theater. But I sent your office earlier today a clip from our amazing reporter in Melbourne, Australia. I think you know him.
We've actually got it. Yeah.
And I just want to warn your viewers, you will find this hard to watch because there is a cruelty here that is rare. I don't think it's just very hard, especially if kids, to watch this. And Alex, if I could set up the clip, I would do it this way.
Yeah, tell folks who the reporter is. Set the whole clip up. Take a minute.
Sure. So this is footage from Sydney, Australia. Our reporter is our Australian guy, Avi Amini, great guy. He didn't take this footage. The footage was taken by on the scene of a woman being arrested in Sydney under the pandemic rules. This happened a few months ago. But here's what I would like you to keep in mind. Were it not for the perpetual emergency of the pandemic, would society accept this for a second? Would civil society, would newspapers, would leftists, would civil libertarians, or would we all say, oh my God, this is police brutality? And think of how numb we have become, how conditioned to obedience we have become, that what you're about to see is actually defended by the police bosses.
And again, the left, oh my gosh, if the cops do something to stop drugs or a murder, they're bad. But this is the end of the way. And again, this isn't training wheels for tyranny. This is the slope right into it. Here's the clip.
You need to take your hand off me.
He's asking you to remove your hand.
You need to remove your hand from me. No, I'm not under arrest for anything. I am not under arrest for anything. No, I'm not under arrest.
Have you got someone here to take your stuff?
No, I don't.
This is probably the most confronting footage of COVID enforcement I've personally seen since the start of this madness, at least here in Australia. Police detained a mother, literally ripping her screaming young child from her arm.
Oh my God, it's brutal! Oh my God! No! You
And then I'll be on arrest for later too, just for covering with somebody else. Well, they're the do-gooders. By the way, the British government just announced the masks never come off. You quote, can't defeat COVID. It's all made up. I'm beating this one up, man. Fuck.
The crime you ask? Well, wearing an anti-lockdown slogan while legally exercising.
Look at the little son crying. I couldn't watch this.
Stop.
I'm not looking for a war, but they're about, this is, you know.
And after all that, after traumatizing that poor kid and his mother, police fine Renee $1,000 for failing to comply with COVID-19 directions. Well, she's not paying that fine, and she shouldn't, and neither are we. With your help, we're going to crowdfund her legal defense, which, yes, costs far more than the fine itself, but it's what we have.
All right, let's go back to our guests. And that's what's beautiful about what you do, Ezra. I saw there were arrests in Canada. And that's why I wanted you on last week. It took a while to get you on, and now we have other issues. But we should talk about that. They're arresting people that protest the curfews and the lockdowns, and so you've been defending them in court, as you've done in hundreds of cases.
You know, we actually do as much law now as we do journalism. We just hired a full-time paralegal just to help with all the paperwork. We're literally taking hundreds of cases in Australia, in the United Kingdom, and in Canada. I know you have great lawyers in America doing similar things. Harmeet Dhillon out there in California, for example, she takes a lot of free speech and freedom of religion cases. But it's shocking to me, Alex, that the traditional left-wing civil liberties groups are not on the front lines. Where's the ACLU?
Not heard the ACLU in like 5 years since Soros bought them. Finally, they said it's a little scary what happened to Trump.
Yeah, well, and that, but where are they on all these lockdown measures? And that's my point about this shocking footage. And it gets worse. I mean, I'm glad you stopped that video where you did.
Oh, it's far worse.
Literally, my heart rate goes up when I watch that video, hearing the child scream. And just FYI, that was not at a protest or a gathering. It was just a mum going for a walk, and she had a placard saying that she was against the rules, against the lockdown rules. What, were there 10 police there? Throw her in the back of a van? Physically violent to her?
If that doesn't threaten everybody at a cellular level, there's something wrong with you.
Well, and the thing is, how did that happen? How did that, I mean, that is Venezuela stuff, China stuff, Russia stuff, North Korea stuff, Iran stuff, and yet it's happening in one of the most wonderful democratic cities in the world, Sydney, Australia, beautiful city. Look at that. How did that happen? How did we accept this? Because we have been shocked and conditioned, like Pavlov's dogs. We're told we have to be afraid.
And told we're heroes, we're saving
COVID.
Lives.
Where's that? Where, you know, it's insane. And so you put everyone under stress and confusion. You normalize. That's police state stuff.
So how do we get out of it? Final segment with Ezra LeVan. What are the solutions? He's a smart guy. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Remember, the only way you find us is these URLs. We're blacklisted everywhere. But when you take the URLs and share them on email, text message, word of mouth, spray it on the side of the wall in a legal area, put a bumper sticker up, it's key. RebelNews.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Rebel Media is our guest. Does a great job over at rebelnews.com. And he's got a lot to cover. I got one more segment with him. Then we've got our next guest host taking over, Matt Bracken, and so much more. I'm going to go over and be on the Drinking Bros podcast. Paul Watson interviewed me today. It's going to air tomorrow. A lot going on. The FBI wants to interview me, but they're not going to get that interview until we talk to lawyers. So a lot of stuff is going on. But Ezra, you're a father, I'm a father. Let me ask you this way, like we're sitting across each other, you know, at dinner drinking a beer. What do you think's going down, Ezra? What can I do? What can you do? What can Trump do? What do you expect's about to happen? I agree with you, they're dropping the hammer. They said they are. It's a weird, evil existentialism of the left. They got to control everything because they can't control their own lives. They're not happy. They're not fulfilled. I mean, what would you call this time we're in? What would you tell the listeners? Because we're not trying to be negative. It's very positive to be honest with people about how much trouble we're in. It's like having modern weather radar where you know a hurricane's coming or a tornado's coming. It's not a negative thing that we have that knowledge. That's a plus. I'm sorry to tell folks the hurricane's here, but that's what's here.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't have all the answers, that's for sure. I know one thing that I would caution people about, and whenever I speak critically of long-shot Hail Mary pass theories and hopes, people say, oh, where's your optimism? You are a defeatist. I say, no, I want to be realistic, and I don't want to read the script handed to me by my enemies. My enemies want me to become bitter, extreme, violent, They want me to be a caricature of who I really am. So it's important not to do what the mainstream media says you are. Says they say you're a Nazi. Well, no, I'm not. I'm actually Jewish. They say you're violent. No, I'm not. They say you're a terrorist. No, I don't believe in terrorism. I believe in words. And that's the opposite. So the first thing I would say is don't be the caricature that the media.
I totally agree. Don't play into the LARPing world they build.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not going to work. I mean, and it just cements the fake history that they're doing. The second thing, it's harder because not everyone is built the same. You are a unique person. I'm eccentric in my own ways, but both of us have stubbornness in us and some would even say courage. And what I mean by that is not everyone is built for conflict. Not everyone can be the only one saying no when everyone else says yes. And we need, if you have that courage within you, that this is the time to speak up. Don't just bite your tongue because that's consenting to the cancel culture. It's the cancel culture that's the worst right now.
And Ezra, I agree. I want you to elaborate on that, but I know so many men stronger than I am that think it's arrogant to be a leader and arrogant to say no. So they're quiet because they don't want to try to be dominant. No, we need those men now. We need those women now. People that aren't authoritarian, but they're scared of their own power. No, we need you now. We need their power.
We do, which brings me to, I mean, listen, I don't want to believe in, the saying, pray like it all depended on God, work like it all depends on you. And maybe if you work hard enough, you'll have some good luck. I see that Elon Musk has recently given warnings about tech censorship, warnings about wokeism, and he's been not bad on that stuff. I also know Peter Thiel, another Silicon Valley titan. In fact, the first outside investor in Facebook, he has been very critical of the woke culture, too. In fact, so much so, he left Silicon Valley and moved to L.A. He got out of that city. So there are some people who have resources, and both of those guys are so smart. I'm not saying wait for a miracle from them, but I'm saying maybe we do have some quiet allies out there. And maybe there is a technical solution, an investment solution. Our side is outgunned, that's true. But there are some people on our side. Elon Musk is still beloved by the mass media. He's such a character. And maybe he can be a voice. I hope so. I know that's just called hoping. I think hardening your systems, and I just heard your commercial about how you do that you went through this hardening a year or two ago, so that's why you're still on the net, whereas Parler isn't. Each of us has to think, is there something I can do to make myself tougher so I can't be so easily silenced, censored, canceled, deplatformed? These aren't great answers, I know that. But I think the first answer is to make a decision. Do you think the freedom and the life we had in the before times, before a year ago, is worth preserving for our kids? Or do you think we should all be at school watching a Zoom class from home and our entertainment is on the internet and our communication is on the internet and do we want to get back to real life as humans were meant to be in the before times? I think if you're with me, you want to be in the before times, we have to make that moral decision that we have to fight to get back there. Open the churches, open the restaurants, open the schools, open the movie theaters. And I say that from a province in Canada that has an extreme lockdown. In fact, they just sent an emergency broadcast to every phone in the province, 14.5 million people. Lockdown, it's the law. So fight back, preserve your freedoms, but fight peacefully. Don't be the caricature the left says you are. Don't be violent. You'll always lose. You'll certainly lose support.
And do your research. Don't give the globalist corporations the create list of going to punish Trumpers or patriots. We use those lists of who we don't shop with and just quietly give them none of your money.
Yeah. Listen, it's a tough time, and I don't have all the answers, and we don't even know all the problems yet, and we don't know what the Biden-Harris administration is going to do. Are they really going to go nuts? And by the way, will there be a reaction in 2022? Will people say, oh, my God, we didn't actually want that, and will they pull back from the blink or from the brink? I don't know. So much rides on America.
You're right. Or do we go over the Venezuelan cliff?
I'm scared because America doesn't just protect itself. It's role model. It's what it does, casts a shadow for good or for ill around the world. I'm a little bit scared of what Trudeau's going to try and do now that he's going to be in sync with a hard left.
Oh, I totally agree. He won't be challenged now, and he's saying China is a wonderful dictatorship. I mean, it's so, that alone, he should be removed from office. It's so insane.
You know, New Zealand also very much pro-China these days. Australia is a real battle. They're trying to stand up to China. Taiwan, obviously, is in physical danger. There's so many places around the world. I'm worried that this blossoming peace between the Jews and the Arabs in the Middle East, which is quite impressive. I tell you, if Obama had done it, he'd have 7 Nobel Peace Prizes now. I'm worried that Iran will feel emboldened to launch strikes in the region. I'm worried that North Korea, you can already see, he's talking.
Oh, you know, the word is if Biden gets in, war is going to break out, and it looks like he's going to get in. All right, Ezra Levant, very powerful interview. We really appreciate the work you're doing. Everybody can find your host, your research, everything at rebelnews.com. We got 60 seconds left. What do you else want to impart in your first interview with us in 2021?
Well, don't be demoralized. Where there's life, there's hope. And if things were really as bad as the other guys said, they wouldn't be trying to censor you so hard. So it is tough times, perhaps the toughest since our grandparents fought in World War II. But if they could get through those dark hours, surely we can get through this.
I agree. If we recognize the enemy, they want to make us the enemy, have us all. No, we need to recognize globalism, communism, socialism, corporate fascism as the enemy. Ezra, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, my friend.
Powerful interview. That guy's a great speaker and really smart. I've got a good voice of reason, which we need peace this weekend. We need peace next week. We do not need any violence. We do not support any of that. I don't feel sorry for myself. I actually feel really good that we tried to do the good thing, have a peaceful demonstration. They hijacked it. That's not my fault. They did that. And you know, I feel good the FBI wants to set us up and say that we attacked the Capitol. That means I'm a good person. That means, like, the enemies of America are really pissed at me, and so I'm in the same stratosphere now with my ancestors. I'm like, I'm there. The mission is being completed because I'm not afraid. I feel so good right now. I have never been this happy because it means we're really affecting change. We're very close to where we're supposed to get right now, and that is just a magic point. Separately, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. I need money to fight wars. I've got great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Tomorrow's the last day to get 2020 prices on high-quality herbal food ready to ship. With all this craziness, you need it. Your supply, $850 off. And the discounts go down from there with 3 months, 6 months, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com. And you go to preparewithalex.com, makes you right to a special subsection where there's even bigger discounts. I've got to do that contractually to have a special promotions deal. Let's just give you the lowest price. Because I have a bunch of other distributors that get pissed off. But preparewithalex.com. And then we've got the X2. We've got the Vitamin Mineral Fusion coming back in next week. We've got Winter Sun. We've got, this is great, Living Defense, Next Level Probiotic. All back in stock, 25 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your purchase that funds it all. So get your pollen block. Get your supernova vitality. Get your X2. Get your X3. Get your storable foods. Your air filtration. Your water filtration. InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, don't wait. Because even if they shut down our banking and take our credit cards, which they're trying to do right now, that's fine. We'll still fight on for a while. Because we believe in God. We're never going to give up. But this is the crucible. The real battle for the Republic. You live to see it. All right, Matt Brackett, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, great researcher. I got to predict these false flags is coming up in hour number 4, ahead of The War Room with Owen Schroyer. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.